Debut at the stadium for the Yankees and Rays, Blake Snell making the start against Jordan Montgomery making his major league debut for the Yanks. Trouble in the first against Ricky Weeks Jr.
2 weeks. Swung on, hit in the air to left field. That boy is gone. That's gone a mile and a half in the left field seats. A two-run home run for Weeks. Wow, was that hit. So that was touched off. He got a pitch. Obviously, had too much of the plate, and Weeks hit the tar out of it into the left field seats, and Tampa takes a 2-0 lead.
Now, the thing about major league teams, and for example, Sousa and Kiermaier, everybody's sitting in the Tampa bench watching to see what he does. And he tried to come inside with that pitch and didn't get it inside the way he wanted. That's one of the things that he was working on with Larry Rothschild, getting that fastball in on the right-handed hitters.
So 2-0 Tampa. It'll be a 1-0. Swung on and line. Base hit. Right center field. One run scores. They hold Headley at second. It's a base hit. And an RBI for Aaron Judge. And the Yankees have come all the way back to tie the game at 3.
And very important that Aaron Judge is cutting down on that swing. That almost took Jumbo Diaz's head off. It was hit so hard.
And the payoff. Tapped right back to Cedeno, has to go to first, throws it low, and the ball gets away from Weeks. Scoring is Headley. On to third is Higashioka. And Weeks and Gardner are both down at first base. They collided as Cedeno wanted to go to second, but there's no one at second, as I explained. So he had a throw to first, and he fired it low. And Weeks collided with Gardner, and they're both still down.
Well, Weeks is on one knee now. Brett Gardner is still prone on the ground and being talked to. When you strain your neck, he might have hurt his neck. They don't want you to move.
There he goes. Pitch is lined. Base hit. Center field. Higashioka scores. Torres goes to third. It's a base hit and an RBI for Ellsbury, and the Yankees take a 5-3 lead.
And that's why you don't worry about lefties. Maybe if Chapman were pitching, although Ellsbury hit him too. But Ellsbury and Gardner, that's why you don't worry about lefties, putting them back to back.
Here is the 1-1. Swung on and hit in the air to center. Back goes Kiermaier. He's on the track. He's at the wall. She's gone into Monument Park. Boy, did we have the right comment at the right situation, huh? It is Judgment Day. Aaron is judge and jury. He sends a home run to the netting in Monument Park. A two-run mighty blast. And the Yankees now take an 8-3 lead.
And that's his third home run of the season in this young season. And he doesn't flail away, not even at that. Fastball in. He's going to be one of these guys, John. You're not going to go get a hot dog when he's coming up.
Absolutely.
Yankees go on to win it 8-4. Montgomery, 4 2/3 innings, 3 runs, 2 of them earned on 5 hits. He had 7 strikeouts, making him just the second Yankee lefty since 1913 to strike out 7 or more in his major league debut. Manager Joe Girardi liked what he saw from the rookie and his whole team on Wednesday and talked about it after the game.
You know, I thought he did a pretty good job. I didn't think he had great command of his fastball today, but I thought he did a really good job of pitching out of some jams. They had a number of opportunities to score, and they just scored really in that first inning in a sense. So very pleased with what he did.
He had to overcome adversity in that first inning, bouncing back after giving up the home run. Do you almost learn a little bit more about him, the way he was able to get back?
Yeah, you want to see how they respond, and I thought he responded well. He went back to pitching, put it behind him, and got some important outs for us today. So we kind of had him on a pitch count today. Is why I took him out. He was still pitching well, but he hadn't been above 77 pitches in spring training or the season.
How encouraged have you been by the way Aaron Judge has been able to square up the ball consistently?
Really encouraged. And it just seems like he's really gotten going. And someone like that gets hot and starts swinging the bat well, there's going to be balls leaving the ballpark because he's so big and strong. And that's what's happening.
Brendan. How concerned are you over Brett?
A little bit. He has a bruised jaw. You know, he's day to day. My thought process is he probably won't play tomorrow. And then we'll see how he is after that. But right now, it's just considered a bruised jaw, right? That's
and a strained neck.
Strained neck. I mean, he got bounced around pretty good.
Also, do you have anything new on Kaprielian?
Yeah, but I'm not. I'm going to let the doctors tell you because it's hard to explain. And I think the ball is in Kaprielian's court. So I'm going to let the doctors or Cash explain it to you because I still don't really understand it.
Brian?
Any concern Gardner might have to have a concussion test? And what did you think of that play in general?
Well, I mean, I don't know what you mean by what I thought of the play. He kind of fumbled it and made a bad throw, and it kind of led to what happened. Both players ended up leaving the game. As of right now, they don't believe that he has a concussion. Now, could he come in tomorrow and have some concussion effects? Sure. But right now, we don't think he has one. And we'll reevaluate him tomorrow.
Eric?
I guess this kind of relates to that. Is your inclination that could possibly be a DL situation?
For Gardy?
Yeah.
I sure hope not. You know, everything that he's been through so far, he's come through pretty good. And, you know, he feels like he got kind of lucky in that situation. But he has a pretty good mark underneath his chin here, so... We'll just have to see how he is.
Clap.
Joe, are you likely to give Montgomery another start?
I would think so, yeah.
Okay. Just check. Who else? Dan? Ron?
Was there any thought to hitting Bird there? There were a couple of times when he might have had a chance to pinch hit, whether it be for Cosmo or for Carter later.
No, well, I went to Gardy because we had them both ready. It's hard to turn a double play on Gardy. So you feel that you're going to have two opportunities to drive that run in, and that's why I went to Gardy in that situation. And, you know, Birdie hasn't had swings in 5 days, so I thought that was kind of a tough spot to put him in. My hope is that he's in there tomorrow.
Judge's single in the sixth was the hardest hit base hit in the majors this season. He talked about another big day at the dish after the game.
I'm just trying to feel comfortable, just swinging the right pitches, and just kind of get on base. You know, we got a good team. We got a really good team, a young team. Mix with a little veterans. You know, all I got to do is just try to be a consistent part of this lineup, and I think everything will work out. It's all about winning, you know. So anytime you can help out the team and compete and win a ball game, man, that's what it's all about. That's why we play.
Montgomery has been told that he will start another game in the rotation. He reflected on his debut.
It was good. Settled down after the first inning, and then just tried to execute as many pitches as I could. I had so much downtime this morning. Kind of killed me. I was a little nervous sitting around. I got here early. So I could settle in. But once I started getting in my routine, nerves kind of went away, and then I kind of got locked in.
The only negative from the game was Gardner leaving with an injury. General Manager Brian Cashman updated the outfielder's status after the game.
He had passed his concussion protocol testing, and hopefully symptoms don't develop over time. And it's just soreness, and then over time, it'll be a day-to-day situation. But if things change, and we'll have to adapt to that change, too.
They'll wrap up the series on Thursday. It's Luis Severino throwing for the Yankees against Matt Andrews for the Rays. First pitch, 7:05 Eastern Time.